This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from singer Cassandra Wilson. Wilson is based in New York, where she often works with a group called Five Elements, a kind of new wave jazz funk group drawn from the New Brooklyn avant-garde. Here's a sample from the new album, Days Away.
I reached for the star and got moving. I reached for some starlight and I got some moon glow. I slid across the Milky Way on a hazy, lazy day. It's such a crazy way to try.
In my ears, Cassandra Wilson is the best new jazz singer to come along in over a decade. She's absorbed some of Sarah Vaughan's grit and Abby Lincoln's exquisite feel for drama and shading. She doesn't really sound like either. Wilson's blessed with perhaps the most beautiful instrument of any singer in jazz, a limber, smoky voice, strong even at a low purr. She sounds at once sexy and playful, emotionally committed and intellectually detached, and very sure of herself. Cassandra Wilson may not like being tagged as a jazz singer at all. She's one of those younger musicians for whom rock, not jazz, was the pop music of her youth, so it'd be surprising if she didn't allow a rock strain into her music. On her new album, Days Away, on Germany's JMT label, Graham Haynes' trumpet and Steve Coleman's saxophones vie with Jean-Paul Borelli's Hendrix-flavored guitar for lead instrument. Wilson herself moves directly from mock Joan Armatrading reggae to a breakneck take on Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Oh, soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
Now, despite what we're told, there's nothing new or daring about mixing jazz, rock, and Tin Pan Alley pop. Bad lounge bands all over the world do that every night of the year. What's different about Cassandra Wilson is that she does it well, mixing genres in order to borrow strong points from each. Part of the credit goes to her gifted collaborators, including pianist Rod Williams and writers and arrangers Henry Threadgill and Olu Dara. But Wilson wrote and arranged much of Days Away's best, confirming that her own taste is her music's strongest suit. She's not just a great singer with respect for melody and supple rhythm. She also has a sly sense of humor. I'm not quite sure if we're to take You Belong to You at face value as a lesson in self-reliance, or as a wicked send-up of smug Vegas anthems like My Way.
Believe in sunny days, and sometimes I forget to come inside from the pouring rain, or I'll be soaking wet. I used to think that I was just a puppet on the wing. Now I find that I'm the one who holds the strings. Have a free and happy heart. Let the world know who you are. Keep it simple, keep it true. You belong to you. Someone said that the world was round when I swore it was flat. Now I find the truth of it depends on where I'm at. No one ever promised me
you'd be hard-pressed to name another singer who can redeem self-help schmaltz the way Cassandra Wilson does with You Belong to You. Just imagine, if you dare, Sammy Davis Jr.'s version. Wilson has the good sense to keep her ironic distance. She earns your confidence in her taste. So if she wants to keep stretching her stylistic range and maybe make some money in the process, that's okay with me. Still, no American has ever had a crossover hit while recording for a German jazz label. If any of the New York crowd deserve a major label breakout, it's Cassandra Wilson. She wouldn't have to change to be successful and would likely trust her own instincts more than any corporate producers.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times. He reviewed Cassandra Wilson's new album, Days Away, on the JMT label.